Well, the government is working to ease the consenting rules for coal mines. The Resources Minister, Shane Jones, says New Zealand needs to keep growing its economy in order to afford the cost of climate change mitigation. He says coal and minerals play a part in growing the country's economy. Labour leader Chris Hipkins joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with the general point, I guess, Shane Jones is making here. He argues we've got resources. We're in an economy that's struggling. We need to make more of them. Do you agree with that?
This is a government that's taking New Zealand backwards. You know, they're only looking backwards. Coal mining was an industry that was valuable to New Zealand in the past. It shouldn't be one of the things we're looking for the future of this country. You know, the reality is we are in the middle of a climate crisis. And taking more coal out of the ground to be burned, whether it's being burned here in New Zealand or around the world, isn't going to help with the climate crisis. It's going to make it worse. And, you know, Shane Jones saying, oh, we're going to fast track it. We don't really care if we kill off native species of, and our indigenous biodiversity in the meantime. I think that's pretty reprehensible, to be frank.
Well, we do need to burn coal to keep the lights on. That is a fact, right? We're burning Indonesian coal, or we can, or sometimes need to, when we don't have the generation that is required from dams and solar and the like. So it's a reality that we do need to keep burning coal.
So as a government, we set out a viable plan to move New Zealand to 100% renewable electricity generation. And there is absolutely no reason why the current government, other than the fact that they're ideologically opposed to it, there's actually no reason why the current government could not get there if they had the mind to do that. New Zealand is a country that is abundant in renewable energy. We don't need to be burning coal to generate our electricity. If there is political will to move to a fully renewable electricity generation system, then we can achieve that as a country. That's what we should be aiming for.
What about jobs? What about jobs and just using the resources to create economic wealth? I mean, there aren't that many options in New Zealand. Is there not sense in trying to get more out of the resources?
As I said, as when I was the Prime Minister, well, there are jobs to be made in renewable energy. We should be one of the world leaders in renewable electricity generation, and there are massive economic advantages that will flow from that. Good, well-paying jobs will flow from that for New Zealand. We should be at the cutting edge of research and innovation when it comes to renewable electricity generation and renewable energy use. These are massive economic opportunities for New Zealand. This idea that climate change is somehow, you know, tackling climate change is somehow going to hold New Zealand's economy back is nonsense. If we do it right, it could actually be the thing that turbocharges New Zealand's economy. It is a massive economic opportunity for us.
Okay, a couple of quick things. The fast-tracking legislation, we've still seen no list of what is in that. Is that acceptable?
No, it's not acceptable. And, you know, look, I do think that there is a case to be made in some cases for speeding up processes. And we had a COVID-19 fast-track consenting law that we did use to help speed up and get things moving. But I think that this government have gone far too far with what they're trying to do. They're cutting out all fair process. They're basically...
What can you do about that, though? I mean, does anything, you know, that's parliamentary, that is the process, they're using the process, right?
Well, they're abusing the process, frankly, and pushing things through without any real scrutiny. But let's see what they come up with. Let's see the list. You know, let's see what's actually going to happen here. But the reality is that, you know, I just think the fast-track consenting, the way they are doing it, it has all sorts of problems. It opens up allegations of corruption, allegations that, you know, those who are willing to pay the price and lobby government will get preferential treatment. They're opening up a whole can of worms that I just think will take New Zealand back.
Okay. Another quick one. The Wellington mega tunnel proposal. Yay or nay?
Look, great idea. Reality is, I don't think it'll ever happen. The cost of that is likely to be massive. And, you know, given the other pressing priorities around infrastructure development for the country, I think it'll be pretty hard to justify that right at the moment.
So you think it's a good idea, just not realistic that we could actually do it?
Well, I said it was a nice idea, but, you know, the reality is we could build a tunnel from one end of the country to the other. That would be a nice idea too. We're never going to do it. We're never going to pay for it. It would be a ridiculous expense. And I think the reality is that, you know, a mega tunnel in Wellington is highly unlikely to ever happen.
Okay, final question around AUKUS. Now, you are holding a debate, is it tomorrow night, or a discussion forum about this involving Labour MPs and spokespeople on this. What is the purpose of that? You've not made your mind up on AUKUS and whether we should join Pillar 2?
Well, the current government have really significantly departed from the previous bipartisan independent foreign policy that we had, and so we do think that's something that we should be having a discussion about.
How have they done that? I mean, your government opened up the pathway to discuss AUKUS.
Yeah, there's a big difference between opening up a pathway to discuss something, because you don't know necessarily what it is, and saying, yep, we're all in, we want to...
They haven't said they're all in.
Well, if you look at the commentary, the Americans effectively announced to them that the...
Winston Peters was explicit yesterday that he says they haven't signed up to anything yet.
Well, they're all over the show on it. The reality is, depending on who you listen to, it's very difficult to decipher the government's position. But what we said about AUKUS was we didn't really think there was much in it for New Zealand. It's a nuclear submarine pact. But when it comes to Pillar 2, we're interested in, we'd be happy to talk to them about what might be in that. The reality is we work with the Americans, we work with the British, we work with the Australians on a whole range of different things regarding our national security. I'm not sure we need to be signing up to a nuclear-powered defence.
So your language is pretty cool on this. You're seem to be signalling you're not particularly interested in Pillar 2 at the moment.
Well, my language hasn't changed at all. When I was the Prime Minister, I said I didn't, we didn't know what was in Pillar 2. We're happy to talk about what was in Pillar 2. When I spoke to Anthony Albanese when I was in Australia, he indicated that actually he thought AUKUS was a partnership between the AUKUS partners and didn't necessarily see a role for New Zealand in it. That's obviously changed. Now, I think if the government know what's in Pillar 2 and they're willing to, entertain signing up to it, they should tell New Zealanders what's in Pillar 2.
Do you think, so just finally on this, would you expect to be involved at some level with the government in terms of a bipartisan approach here should New Zealand, if they're going to sign up, have at least, 60, 75% of Parliament backing it?
Well, Christopher Luxon indicated during the election campaign, every time a foreign policy question came up, he basically just agreed with everything that I said and said that, he agreed with the bipartisan foreign policy and he agreed with everything that I had said. The reality is that's not the way they're governing. So if they want to have a bipartisan foreign policy, we are very keen to continue with that. But really the ball sits in the court of the current government with regard to that.
Okay, and you think that they're going off and signalling they want to join? Because that's not quite what they've said.
Well, it's certainly the Americans said it on their behalf the other day, so they wouldn't have said that out of the blue.
All right, thank you very much for your time. That is Labor leader Chris Hipkins.